visiting the cabinet.
Too long a list to remember for a stand-up, I'm afraid.
Have you had any update on Harry Barton?
No, I haven't. I spoke to Darren Hughes last night about it, but all I have is what you have in the background.
Will you be getting another update later on today?
Oh, it's certainly hope to hear how Harry's getting on, and which will be keeping in touch with his people.
Prime Minister, there's been quite a bit of speculation about whether some of the old guard, if you like, will stand aside and reinvigorate Labour's ranks. Is there any foundation to the talk about David Samuels and Jim Sutton and perhaps others standing down from that?
I haven't seen quite a lot of speculation. What I saw was the front page of a Sunday paper, which recycled comments from someone who writes a public relations company, Reg. I consider it grossly inaccurate to put at the start of that article that the person who was the source of it, Mr. Blacken, was a former Prime Ministerial aide, which implied that he worked for me. If Mr. Blacken was a former Prime Ministerial aide, it was for the 2 months that Mike Moore was Prime Minister in 1990. That is how close he is to events around here.
Okay, have any sitting Labour MPs advised you that they're coming to the end of their tenure?
I have no such firm dates.
It is true, though, isn't it, that MPs who lost their seats, in fact, have been told that they can't get their act together and win them back, and don't expect any favours off the list?
No, people haven't been told that at all. Obviously, there are people who were elected members, have come back as list members. Some of them have already expressed a strong determination to fight and win back the seats they once have held. That's as far as it goes.
What about those who haven't expressed that view? Would they expect any favouritism on the list?
Well, a number of those have already indicated that they will probably not be looking to make themselves available to him.
Have you suggested to any MPs that it may be time to think of other options?
Maybe. I've had no discussions about those matters with members since the post-election period, when Dr. Cullen and I interviewed all members of the Labour caucus as to what they thought their future plans were, and we haven't really revisited
that. Labour brought in only 4 new members at the last election. There is an actual report of many. How difficult is it for Labour to present a new face going into the next election?
Oh, I think there will be a new face, but that is something that has to be managed through, and I'm not going to you with details about the possibilities.
Just one new face or a number?
No.
How did you feel yesterday about Brian Tamaki sitting next to the Māori Queen as you were being invited onto the party?
Well, frankly, I didn't notice him at that point. I noticed him at a later point. But I have to say that it is for the Māori Queen who she invites and where she asks them to sit. I was also there as a guest.
Across the Tasman, there's been a poll that shows many Australians aren't that enamoured by tax cuts. Do you think there's a similar sort of sentiment in this country?
Well, I do get many people saying to me they appreciate this far more to life than tax cuts. People do recall rate cuts in the past where the result was that the state couldn't fulfil its obligations across many, many areas, from the health system to education to infrastructure and the police. I'm also very mindful that when we came to the government, we faced a deficit of spending across many, many areas, not just in the ones that I've mentioned, but also across baselines for childhood and family corrections, many areas of government spending. Now, what we've been working to do is restore appropriate levels of public expenditure. What I see in the Australian public opinion poll is perhaps a suggestion that Australians too appreciate that there's basic areas of expenditure that have been cut.
So does that mean both the Howard government and the Australian Labor Party have miscalculated?
Well, that's a matter for them. As you know, I'm not in the business of commenting on our internal politics.
Have you changed your view on Sue Bradford's smacking bill at all?
Well, Sue Bradford's bill went to a select committee. I understand the committee's reported back. I haven't read the report. I haven't been party to any discussion subsequent to that report, so I really can't comment on what it said or what might happen.
It's actually just starting the hearings now on the smacking.
Is it? Well, yeah. I've no idea. That's how it touches.
So Labour's still got no firm position?
Well, we're listening to the submissions, obviously.
National's still saying that David Cunnell should step aside while the Securities Commission investigation is held. Why isn't he?
Because there's absolutely no reason to.
BHQ was in town parliament this morning discussing about their take on the budget. Do you think they were given a fair deal, that they are respected by the government?
Absolutely, respected and valued. And one of the issues New Zealand faces is that with very, very low unemployment, get salaries inappropriate in those organisations. They're going to kind of have to attract and retain good staff. However, I'm sure the Minister of Health would say that he's made it possible for adjustments to be made, and would in the normal course of events expect that to be reflected in the salary paid to the care workers.
Do you think
the
rest times are creaming money?
I don't really want to comment on that.
I promise the music isn't good.